You gotta fucking shoot loads.
Man with saxophone-shaped penis after snapping it in two places while having sex in Taiwan motel.
This is cyber. Well, this is some type of bullying.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I'm super. The board's being all janky. It looks okay right now. This beautiful board that the great Mark the Nomad, who is very mean to me on the Twitter, in the Twitter world. I've nearly quit Twitter. I love Mark the Nomad, though, so I don't want to start a fake beef with him. But this board that he gave us when we started the show, the reason that this show can go is because Mark the Nomad gave us this board, and it's being real janky. It's a real janky board, and doesn't want to cooperate today. But that's behind the scenes shit. Welcome back. Episode 243 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. I'm very, very truly excited to be back with you once again this week. If you'd want to reach out, I don't know if I've said, I pretty much quit Twitter, but I'll go on and just check in with my friends. And this Telly Two Putts, he's a buddy of mine on Twitter, and he reaches out and he's like, I need the phone number. The guy has asked me, he's called in before drunk, and he left a pretty good message about discovering the one and only black Trump supporter. And he was going to date her. He was dating her. She was top three, in case you don't recall. Then he tweets me a couple days ago on the weekend, and he's like, hey, oh man, I'm talking to this chick. I got this great story. What's the number? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Also, a couple weeks ago, he hit me up. He's like, what's the number? And I sent it to him, and he's like, doesn't work. He's so drunk. But he's like, best story ever. So I go to check the voicemails this week, and we got a bunch of voicemails, zero of which from the guy who specifically requested the phone number for the 15th time so he could leave the best voicemail, tell us the best story ever. So shame on him. If you would like to reach out, you can 949-464-TBLS. Just put it in your phone. I think it's 8257, something like that. Just go with TBLS, 949-464-TBLS. And I'm going to change because people get confused. And I listened to it. I called it for the first time. And it is one of those things where it's like the Google subscriber you have called is not available. So I meant to change it this week. I might change it soon. So you'll hear my voice on there. So it's less confusing. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Tons of good emails this week. And the Facebook page, The Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. There's a page, there's a group, both. And this week, I support even the stuff that I don't necessarily think is very funny. I support any and all engagement on our Facebook page. I like it for it to be a place that people that listen to the show, to come together and talk about stuff inside and outside of the show. But Postman Pat, friend of the show, he posted something this week that I was forced to delete. It was just too, and I didn't have necessarily any moral issue with the content. It was just too disgusting. It was just too, he posted a thing. I won't say what it was about, but I was the one human being that made, and I happened to see it just not maybe like 8 minutes after he posted it. And so no one had liked it or anything. So I was like, oh, what is this? And he's like, I saw this. I had to put it up. And so I made the mistake of clicking the fucking link, and there was pictures on there, and it was so. I can't unsee that. So Postman Pat, I appreciate your contributions. I don't, again, no issues necessarily, but I can't be associated with content like that. But please, everyone else, anyone else, even Postman Pat, go to our page and make a contribution and submit something. Cause I like to have a conversation going there. And of course, iTunes, leave a review, go there. Somebody, Telly Two Putts, was telling me that I should have everyone unsubscribe and resubscribe cause that's good for the numbers. So do that. I don't know. It would help if you guys all left a 5-star review a 5-star rating and a review, but you know, I can only ask for that every week. And of course, Patreon, our very own Ed Daly's been killing the picks on Patreon. I don't know how, we had a guest prognosticator, CB in South Carolina. I didn't check to see how his picks did, but one of them was Duke. He got deep into college football. You know, my picks, I've been doing the NFL, and I think part of the issue for me is I don't really like know the players very much or like the teams. And I've been second guessing myself. I've made the mistake of listening to some prognosticators on the radio. And I had Seattle to cover. I knew that game was going to be close, and it was. I had Seattle. I had the Seahawks covering at the Rams. And I had a couple other games that didn't go as well. So just, you know, hang with me. But we've been doing the picks every week, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. And we do other stuff there as well. So check that out if you would care to contribute there. Join me now, as always. It's co-host of the show. It's the prognosticator extraordinaire. If you want to make money, you go with his picks. It's Greasy Ed Daly. How are you, Mr.
I'm doing well. As you were talking, our friend Telly Tupac sent a tweet saying,
"Oh no, stop!
Odds Brian Beckner has tried this." It was a picture of a couple of dudes, or is a video of a couple of dudes deep throating a snake, like just taking turns deep throating a snake. It was pretty funny.
He finds the weirdest shit on Twitter. He's very funny.
Very funny. Yeah, let's congratulate me. I went 4-1-1 this week. So we've been doing this, I think, 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
11-5-1.
Is that good? Is that good?
I mean, pretty sure that gets you paid.
Fuck yeah, it gets you paid.
But you know who skunked me for the second week in a row? Fucking Sooner defense.
Yeah.
That guy, Kyler Murray, I cannot believe he's just going to retire from football after this year.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you about
a close second in the Heisman race?
Hey, whatever. His name's Kyler. You can't bet on a Kyler. Never trust a Kyler.
He put up like 47 or something this week.
Yeah.
He's a ridiculous talent and he's going to play for the A's.
Why doesn't he do the Mahomes thing? Like, just cuz Mahomes was a baseball player too. I mean, his dad was a baseball player, but also the football one was a baseball player.
Baseball is so much safer. Yeah,
it's
the money.
It's a longer career, but it's more of a learning curve. You don't always make it to the show. You just don't.
Right.
You get drafted and you got 6 years before you hit free agency at best. You know, it's a bigger gamble, but a bigger payoff. Those careers, they can go 12, 13, 14, 15 years. You could be making $20 million a year. I mean, it's worth it
and
if
you
know you're going to make it.
But and he was already drafted really high. I think he was a first round pick.
Bonus baby.
A's. So he's got money already.
Who's the guy from Michigan though that it didn't work out for?
Drew Henson. But he still got to try both sports.
He did, yeah. And he got to be mediocre in both.
Yeah, I was gonna say he got to be not impressive in either. But you know, to be a player on the Yankees and the starting quarterback of the Cowboys is pretty fucking cool.
Pretty good. What about the guy that was older than me? Hold on. Can you hear that?
It sounds like
the board.
Something fell apart.
The board, the mic cables get loose in the board. Okay, we're better. What about Chris Wenke, the guy that was older than me?
Oh, yeah. He when he got drafted, I mean, he had a good run as Florida State's quarterback because most other positions were dominant. So he was just throwing to open receivers and shit.
Yeah, he was like 26 though. He was older than a Mormon.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think he was 27 and he looked 38.
Yeah.
He looked like everybody's dad. He didn't look 20. Have you ever met a 27-year-old who looked like Chris Wenke?
No. He was looking like Bakula, dreamy. He was looking like Bakula in Necessary Roughness.
Right, but Bakula was in his 40s probably.
That's true. Yeah.
aside from congratulating myself on my stellar picks,
yes.
I wanted to congratulate a listener that we're not even going to name for having the single worst take on the California shooting this week.
Another massacre.
Many goddamn massacres. They
don't last a whole news cycle anymore. It's like a massacre used to be a fucking big deal. Now they don't even make it a whole 24-hour news cycle because they happen every week.
Yeah, when we were kids, that dude in San Diego shot up the McDonald's.
Yep.
And like that was the massacre for
20 years.
The 80s. Yeah. You know, that was it. Then, like, right. Some going postal.
Columbine.
Yeah. I remember, like, post office got a bad rap because there were a couple of post office incidents, and then the term going postal.
Turns out those were just workplace shootings. Those happen every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Those don't even make the news.
There have been, like, 8 since the California shooting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and make no mistake, this isn't a political talk because most Americans want some sort of gun control.
Like a
big majority.
To quote the great Brad in NYC, we don't like to We don't like to talk politics a lot. We just want to talk about dicks a lot. Okay? That's what we do here.
That's right. But this isn't political. If you're saying it's political, it's because you're making it political. Because most people feel this way. They agree. Every measure. I'm not saying, you know, take away every gun in America, but every American.
Here's the thing. You know, no one is saying that.
Nobody's saying that.
But the argument against is that everyone's saying that. And no one is saying that. I've never heard anyone say that. Go on.
No. So it was like a CNN or, ABC, one of those posts that just says, shooting last night, 12 dead or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was the retweet with a comment on it. And this dude put, see, if Beto had been elected in Texas, this could have been avoided. S. Dumbs. I think that's like signed Dumbs.
Yeah.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, let's just take the basic thing. That means you're kind of gloating over Ted Cruz. Now, you don't have to be a Beto guy, whatever.
Yeah, Beto.
You don't have to be that guy, but nobody should be gloating over Ted fucking Cruz because he's most definitely not the guy.
No.
But also, like, I mean, a fucking dozen people died and you're like kind of making light, like, oh, you snowflakes, that kind of, I mean, you're a fucking turd. If you're going to be like kind of joking about that. And if you feel like everything should stay the same with the fucking guns.
Yeah.
You're just saying, I'm cool with mass shootings happening fairly regularly, and I just hope it doesn't happen to me. But the whole argument, criminals don't wait to see the laws. Like, there is so much fucking evidence around the world that when you get rid of automatic weapons and things like that, the mass shootings don't happen.
They like to say that we don't have a gun problem. We have a mental health problem.
Yeah, but get the fuck out of here.
We have a fucking
every other
both
country
problem.
Figured it out. Like, Christ.
Right. So it's like people... Gun
yeah,
people.
Like, so other countries don't have mental health issues?
Right. Gun people, I'm cool with, like, responsible gun ownership, and everybody is. Like, no one will even debate the Second Amendment anymore, because the fucking wording, if you really look at it, it's a little convoluted. It's not as cut and dry as you like to make it out to be, but fine. Just take that out of the equation. Assume it says you have the right to have a fucking Gatling gun in your garage. I don't care. There are most people... I'm totally fine with them having that. But why can't we? If this was my hobby, if I had a hobby and people were using my hobby to murder innocents, I would be like, hey, let's make it harder for insane people to also have my hobby.
Right.
Like, what's so wrong about having that conversation? Like, why can't we all get together and go, hey, this fucking guy was crazy, and the state knew about it, but they couldn't come take his fucking guns away because they can't.
Just catch and release with that dude.
Let's just take away the crazy people's guns. That's all I'm saying. You could still have your guns. If you beat your wife, you can't have your guns. That's
further.
It.
There's no reason for the fucking AR-15. That's not.
I mean, I'm not. That's the third rail. I'm not, because then that convolutes the argument. Like, I'm not – we can get there later.
The first thing is taking the fucking guns away from crazy people.
Yeah,
background
that's it.
Background checks, all that bullshit.
So I don't have to put a 38 in my 11-year-old's backpack when she goes to school. I saw today, and I'm going to cease this conversation right now because I know a lot of people are tuning out. But I saw today because a lot of the argument is, well, if there were armed people there, you know, if there was an armed security guard, well, he's always the one that gets shot first. First of all, or like today at a fucking McDonald's in Texas, somebody tried to steal somebody's cell phone and the armed security guard shot at him and hit a fucking 6-year-old girl. So if that's your answer, there's just going to be more of that.
And at incidents like these or the synagogue, cops get hit and killed too.
Yeah, 4 cops shot at the synagogue and a cop murdered at Thousand Oaks.
Right. So if the rabbi was holding,
we should have armed those cops. Why weren't those cops armed?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Here. Sorry, why'd you get me going on this? I'm going to get emails.
But I just, I mean, when here's my biggest issue. It's Twitter. Because I don't even follow this guy.
I know.
And you know what I got? Brian Beckner follows, and then this pops up in my feed.
Don't blame me.
And it said Brian Beckner and Mark the Nomad follow.
I didn't see nor like any said tweet.
It just said he follows. Like I don't get you. Obviously, follow people that I don't get. So, like, why 100%. Am I?
I follow people that I don't get. But it's both sides. Twitter's a cesspool. I can't go on there and see that fucking shitface wouldn't go to Arlington Cemetery on Veterans Day because it was sprinkling and that fucks up his hair. You know,
like I get out of here.
I can't see. It's enough. It's enough. Both sides. I can't deal with. Is that it? Are you done?
That's done. I don't. If you're going to be funny, you better fucking be funny because that was a terrible incident and you weren't funny. That was the point.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. It was both of those things are correct. I agree with you 100%. I have a note of something. We'll just jump into email. Brian, Ed, and Kate. Love the suspense of the Manuel VMs. Oh, yeah, we got to do. Yeah, we left that hanging.
We had a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Give me Manuel crust last, even on the doobage. Hashtag Patreon, hashtag current episode, hashtag Friday Facts, hashtag war daylight saving. Okay. Regards CB in SC, aka at Choo Choo. He was our guest prognosticator, and I feel bad. I will follow up on his picks this Friday on our Patreon pick show. So if you left us last week, voicemailer Manuel, who once again, he's been prolific on the voicemail game.
we're still catching up on last week.
We're not going to catch up on last week. And we're not.
No, we're not. That's the cliffhanger. We're not even going
to
learn.
No, we're going to do the cliffhanger. Oh, but yeah, there was more after that we're not going to get to.
Then
there's more this week. So last week, when we left last week, Manuel, voicemailer Manuel, Matt in LA, Manuel and Gardena, he had reached out and he was making a point about pizza consumption as we had an email the previous week from Scotty in Canada. Whose buddy not only A, put ketchup sauce on his pizza, 2, the guy ate it crust first.
And after his buddy's chopping wood.
This was all
very manly and then just crazy behavior.
During a wood chop where they smoked weed. Okay, so first of all, let's get to our boy, Manuel.
He's so easy to hate.
Not many people have their own song. This is quite a reward.
His calls are far from great. Hey, hey. His calls are far from great. Hey, hey. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck.
I gotta let it play until really it gets suck. To my favorite part.
His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
Here's my part.
Even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel and Gardini.
I also like how he pronounces it gardenia. So good. Okay, so here, are you ready? I don't have a drum roll sound effect. Are you ready?
Wait, so what is your which direction do you think he's going?
I think he eats it the normal direction. I also think that
I'd like to believe Manuel. He's our kind of guy. He just eats it the regular way.
Yeah, I mean, we're not from the same area, but we're from the same general area, and I never seen any.
Well, we're
that's
from
a Canadian
planet
thing.
Earth.
Right, exactly. Even that, yeah, even that much more. But Canada, the fucking America's hat, that's just right above us, dude. And people are chopping wood and eating pizza backwards. Okay, hold on. I'm all freaked out about the board. Hold on. Okay, let's see what's going on here with Manuel. The big payoff.
All right, sweet cheeks, that I will do. So in closing here, gentlemen, pizza dipping, I'm much more of just eating it the classic way. Wanted to get you guys.
That's it.
That's it. He's a classic guy.
He eats it the classic way.
Proud of you, Manuel.
Yeah. Okay.
Proud of you. Because also the dipping, I mean, pizza's good without all the extra shit. Yeah. What's the dipping?
Well, if you got to dip your pizza, you're eating shitty pizza.
Right. Right.
You know, like I will say this. Sometimes when I've had some pizza and some wings, and I've been dipping the wings in the blue cheese, and the wing sauce is all swirled in the blue cheese, and I've finished off the pizza, and I just got like a little nub of crust. Like I've eaten all my slices.
Oh, okay. You got like nubs.
This is my last little bit of my last slice. It's just a dry nub of crust. I might reach over and just dab a little bit of that blue cheese with the wing sauce. I might even swirl the crust in the actual wing sauce in the wing bowl, and then dip
or that's
a little
like
bit.
You take a little bread, you got a little extra sauce.
Yes.
With a pasta or something.
Right. Yeah. Just
I got it up.
But I'm not pouring gobs of ranch or anything.
Right. Proud of Manuel. Proud of Manuel. He was correct.
Dude, we got so he left a bunch of messages this week too. Hold on, the one we just did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's more.
Oh, okay.
I'm gauging here. Hold on, but other people have left messages, including this one. And I read the transcription of this one. This is a close friend of the show, very popular caller. He's recently hadn't heard from him in a while. And he just recently reached out, might have been last week. Well, he's back. And there's a big revelation coming from our very own Kyle and Scani. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to this.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, what's that dealing?
Hold on. One of the things I love most about Kyle and Scani, besides everything, is that before he's about to say something, he says, say. So listen again. He goes. Hey guys, what's going on? Say, and then he says something. I love it. Listen.
Going on. Say about that daylight savings time that you guys are talking about. Say, I'm a farmer. And
that's it. Kyle's a farmer.
I love that. I
he's a fucking farmer.
I didn't prepare myself to love him more. I do love him more right now.
Kyle is a farmer. So. For those of you that may not be caught up, we were discussing California, the fucking vanguard of the country. We voted to have all year daylight savings where we wouldn't fall back. We would spring ahead and then we would just leave it like that in perpetuity. Turns out that you can't just do that as a state, but we're ready to do it if the federal government allows it. I didn't realize that.
Is it North Korea? Is there one country that goes by the half hour? They've totally fucked with everything. It's something like somewhere really, really questionable, like North Korea. Hey,
it wouldn't surprise me.
We're moving ahead a half hour.
You ever look at the time zones and you look at Russia and they have like 96 time zones in their country? What's
it's
going
so
on there?
Damn big.
It's too goddamn big. Just go. Oh, get on one time.
And do you ever notice when stores have the 4 o'clocks, and it'll be like London,
Tokyo.
But they'll often have one that is a real bullshit clock that nobody's wondering what time it is.
There. Mexico City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't thought about the time in Mexico City once.
Caracas, Venezuela.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here. Manila. Hey, what time is it in Manila right now? Get the fuck out of here.
Anyone know what time it is in Azerbaijan?
Yes, Kuala Lumpur. So anyway, whereas our rationale was that the whole reason for daylight savings had something to do with farming. Like the farmers needed more light in the afternoon.
That's just kind of the bill of goods I've been sold over the years.
Same. And it's one of those things where it's bullshit and that's just something we think is true and it's not. And
so we're just not being fair to farmers.
No. And we have a fucking actual farmer on the show, and I've interrupted him. Let's let him finish. Kyle and Scani explains daylight savings to us.
Okay.
That is the worst thing ever. Because nobody adjusts to the schedule. Cows don't give a shit whether it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever. Who gives a shit? We wake up at whatever time. And that's the way it is, whether the sun don't give a shit either. We keep getting up at the same time. And as far as, what the fuck are you guys fucking talking about there?
Gotta make notes.
Fuck it.
What are we talking about? I'm
too drunk to fucking realize what's going on. Talk to you guys later. Peace.
Oh, I love him.
All right. If you remember, Kyle, feel free to give us a call back. He had another point, but much like I do often on this show, he didn't write it down, so he'd forgotten.
And Kyle was always great, but he disappeared for a year.
Yeah.
And he's back, and he's back with a vengeance.
He's fucking drunk on PBR. He's living in Scotland.
Love Kyle.
Fucking cows don't know what time it is.
I want to know. I love that, he just breaks it down to the simplest level, and it's so true. Cows don't give a fuck what time it is.
No, they don't give a fuck. They need to be milked.
They're mooing and milking whatever time they need to milk.
And they need that. They need to get that thing in their forehead. That thing that
Javier Anton Bardem.
Chigurh? Yeah.
Anton Chigurh.
Yeah. That thing.
Oh, that thing was pretty awesome.
Yeah. They need that whenever you're ready to give it to them. Yeah, bolt. They get a bolt in the forehead and that's it. Done. Okay, another email. This is something else. I like it when people reflect on things we're talking about. Last week, big topic, and I've heard more people talking about it this week.
Wait, cut you off. Did you know they've made 2 Mamma Mia movies?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah. I think Fantasy Sauce may have taken my daughter to see number 2. Cher.
I'm guessing it was number 2, indeed.
Yeah, it's got to be. Is Hugh Jackman in there? He likes to sing and dance.
You know, I think James Bond, I think Brosnan's in it.
Oh, yeah, he's a song and dance man. You know who's in it? Is that Amanda Seyfried? She's
big fan.
Yeah, she's easy on the eyes.
Oh, you know who also I think is in there? Because the commercial was just on. The chick from Baby Driver, the waitress girl, she's real cute. Her.
Yeah, the Spanish chick.
No, the Spanish chick's real hot, but the waitress.
Yeah.
She's real cute.
No, I like her too. Okay, let's see this. Oh, so this guy has personal experience with a no nutter, and he wants to relay that to us.
Oh, no.
This is Perry. Let's see what Perry's got to say.
Hey, Ed and Brian, Perry from Wilshire and Bundy here.
I like that. Wilshire and Bundy. That is
very specific.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that would be if it's not in LA proper or Westwood, I believe that is in Brentwood near
the
murder juice. Scene. Yeah, near the murder scene.
Wait a second. I'm mapping you out. Yeah. I can see exactly what
Wilshire and Bundy. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Looking at the Google Maps?
I believe the Juice's escape route included a trip down Bundy to get to his home, which was on
Rockingham, right?
Rockingham, yes. Near the Riviera Golf Course. Okay. Let's hear what Perry has to say from Wilshire and Bundy.
First of all, thank you guys for opening up a dialogue on No Nut November. Or as some call it, the no-fap lifestyle.
Wow.
Personally, I call it the no-fap pro flap lifestyle. Pro flap. These are unit flaccid, flapping in the wind, kind of like an unmoored kite. Let me tell you why I believe this. I know a guy, great guy, big proponent of the so-called no-fap lifestyle. However, he's chronically lethargic, cashed.
And of course
when you ask him about it, he always seems to be attributing the lethargy to other causes and constantly claiming that youthful sky-high boners are just around the corner. In short, he sounds like a guy in debt promising the neighborhood bookie that he'll have the money next week.
That's right.
Bottom line, I'm highly skeptical of the anti-fap lifestyle. I just think we need some higher quality evidence to evaluate this highly contested issue.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. Thank you for that, Perry.
I love that. And also, fucking triple word score right there. Lethargy is a good word.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy's all lethargic. I'll tell you right now, he's got low testosterone. You need that. You want that testosterone up?
It's a muscle. It's like a muscle.
Yeah. You got to do two things. You got to fucking move your body. You got to eat healthy food. Three things. You got to move your body. You got to eat healthy. And you got to fucking shoot loads. You got to shoot the fuck out of some loads.
When you don't read, your brain kind of atrophies, right?
Great point.
If you're not challenging your mind, you become a dope.
Yeah.
And
non-readers, big dummies.
Yeah. And
the dumbest amongst us.
If you don't take care of business, get that poison out.
Yep.
The poison stays in.
I've explained to many, it makes you crazy. It backs up the juices. They accumulate down below, and slowly they back up into your body until eventually they reach your brain and they poison your brain. You got to get those juices out. You got to expel them. We should bring this up more later with fancy Sasha like this. Okay, and then quickly an email, and then we'll get into some sports. This is a sports talk show.
On that corner, there's a place called Haircut Express, by the way.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Is that near the Craig's? I think that's in West Hollywood.
There's a Ralph's.
There's a good restaurant over there.
There's a couple modern Nakatomi Tower looking buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it near the Brentwood Country Mart where I once saw Maria Shriver and her kids, Patrick Schwarzenegger, who's banging somebody famous now?
Yes.
Don't. You can look more into it later. Email. For work, I drive a school bus and I chat with the elementary kids often. Guys, remind me to do an Insta story. Hold on.
Could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
My daughter told me about an interaction she had with the school bus driver, and it was one of the fucking funniest stories I've ever heard in my life. And I'm going to do an Insta story of it if I remember, but hopefully she'll be able to do it without affecting the story too much, because she needs to tell the story and it's fantastic. I'll do it on my Instagram. Okay. For work, I drive a school bus and I chat with the elementary kids often. Yesterday, a second grade girl asked me, quote, "Do you know 69?
Oh.
I nervously said that yes, it is a number between 68 and 70. She laughed and said no. After an uncomfortable silence, she said, "Do you know Nicki Minaj?" I said, yes, she is a singer. Then she asked me if I knew some other skank of the month, and I replied, wait, are you talking about Tekashi 69? And she said, yes, that was him. Our boy be blowing up with suburban second grader.
What's up, Samantha's mom? The SoundCloud rap scene. Yeah, well, I guess crazy. He's not SoundCloud anymore.
That's crazy. I did, on my Instagram, I posted a poll. Because Tekashi 69 was playing a club like 20 minutes from me, and he was playing for the very on brand price of $69 per ticket, Ed. Also,
I like that he stays on brand, but surely he's not that big.
That's pretty expensive.
That's a big ticket for just a guy.
A band at a club is like $30. Like a really good, really a well-known band in a small venue.
We're not talking like a football stadium. Just like a club, that should never be $69.
Yeah, and so I tweeted out, I Insta-storied, I won't play the song again, I Insta-storied a poll, should I go see Tekashi 69? And it was like a Wednesday night, so I was kind of kidding. And then my accountant, what up, Anthony? My accountant messaged me, and he's like, I'll go if you go. But it was like, it was that night. It was like at 11 o'clock that night. It was like in an hour. And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe if it was a Saturday, I would have met you there. Okay. And then now, before we move on, from the same email, our guy Steve has a Daily's Choice.
Oh.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I make. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Daily's Choice Sportscasters Edition. For those of you that are new to the show, this is a game we play where Ed Daly is confronted at the urinal. Either side of him is a well-known sports figure, could be a celebrity, could be anybody. He only has a brief moment to look to either side to check out their dong. He's got to make a choice. Daly's Choice Sportscasters Edition. Al Michaels or Joe Buck, Ed? Al Michaels or Joe Buck?
I think Joe Buck has come up before, and my answer is probably going to be similar. I mean, I love Al Michaels, but I don't want to know.
Earthy hog on Al Michaels.
Gotta think he's packing because he's just got a nice timber about him.
Yeah. I don't see him having a long one, but I see it being girthy, like a Coke can. Yeah.
I just don't want to know anything about Joe Buck. I want him out of my life, and I certainly don't want to know he's packing. I don't want to know anything about him.
I
don't want to hear his voice. He's terrible.
Sometimes I watch pornography, and I was on a pornography recently, and...
Somebody look like Joe Buck?
No, but the guy's dong... The guy's dong was like sort of translucent. He was like very pasty. And his dong was so gross looking. You could like see the veins like underneath the skin because his skin was so pasty. And I was like, I can't watch this. I got to get away from this guy's dong. I picture Joe Buck having a dong kind of like that. Pasty, translucent, unattractive dong. And I don't want to see it. So what's your pick?
Al Michaels, for sure.
Oh, for sure, Al Michaels. Steve says, seems like an easy choice. However, look at all the trouble he went through with his hair. Makes it a more difficult choice. Well, Al Michaels, he's in his 70s, and he's got like a sew-on thing. He's got something weird going with his hair. And of course, Joe Buck, we know, he got addicted to plugs.
That's the best. When that story broke... Addicted to plugs. That's like when Wade Boggs got caught cheating and he just held a press conference and said, I'm just addicted to sex.
That's right.
It's just pretty awesome hearing the Hit King just say, yeah, I just love fucking.
Remember when it was a big deal that a baseball player was having an extramarital affair? With Margot Adams. Margot Adams was like, she got a spread in Penthouse for that. It was like a huge.
I remember my friend's brother had that Penthouse.
Oh yeah, I saw it. It was a salacious story. Also, it's a local story because he had his side piece on road trips to Anaheim. He was getting ass here in Orange County with Margot Adams. Steve finishes. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all. And all the baller listeners, Steven Spring, movie suggestion, no brainer, Better Off Dead. Very funny movie. Possible movie announcement. I've been meaning to talk to Ed about this. I have an idea for a movie that might be coming up here in the next couple weeks. Okay, I think that is it. Let's jump into the sports.
By the way, I Googled Margot Adams to see if there was any quick picks. And the 1989 Washington Post story about her. Margot Adams, throwing her curves.
Oh, I totally remember that. 100%. And she wasn't even that hot.
No.
Like,
I mean,
he could have done better.
In 1989. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He could have done better. In 1989, she was of the era.
Yeah, I suppose. With the teased hair and everything.
Right.
I get it.
It's tough to see through it.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going... Oh, my God. I hope this isn't her today. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, we're getting off topic. What is going on in the world of sports? Let's talk some sports.
Okay. Golden State Warriors, obviously, have had a good run. But they're getting cocky enough. They're offering $100 monthly passes with no view of the court.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So the Warriors, Golden
State. They
want
to be around the millionaires.
Yeah, they play in Oakland. Mm-hmm. But they're building an arena in San Francisco. And I honestly, I don't know where it's going to be in San Francisco. Because here's the thing about San Francisco. A studio apartment is $1 million.
I stayed with my family there this summer for, I think, 4 nights. It was fucking $380 a night to stay in the goddamn Travelodge. Not like a Travelodge-like place. We stayed at the Travelodge for $380 a night.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And they're like, but you're kind of walking to – you're close to the Presidio.
Right.
Okay, great. But $380 – I mean, my bill was insane. 4 days. And, you know, there's like taxes and shit. Like, holy shit. $1,500 for 4 days at Travelodge.
Meanwhile, you step outside and you're walking down the sidewalk and you're dodging piles of human excrement.
Yeah, it's like Skid Row.
Yeah, you're like, oh, what is that, a heroin needle? Yeah,
it's a nice city, but...
It's a really cool city.
I do like the city, but it's all fucked up.
Yeah, so if it costs... $250,000 to buy a parking spot. I imagine that they can get $100 just to let you walk into the arena.
You
can't see the court.
So we're going to the world of chess and American treasure. Woody Harrelson attended the World Chess Championship, and he like tried to do some like fake move, and he knocked something over and fucked it all up, and people were not happy because
he like,
you know, these guys don't have a
etiquette?
Sense. Yeah, like he knocked over the guy's, you know, king or something while he was just trying to like do a fake move just to make an appearance. And the problem is, he's a delight, and that world, those people
very stuffy,
are humorless.
Well, I don't. Why can't you just put the? Because these guys all have photographic memories. Why can't you just put the pieces back where they were?
Exactly. Knock over.
Just put it back.
But people were not happy.
Is it? It's like probably bad luck if you touch another guy's piece or something.
Yeah, I think it was more to do with that. Like, oh my God, he just touched the rook, or he moved it here. I mean, he's making an appearance because he's a delight. I what a career that guy's had.
He's so good.
He's good in everything.
I was gonna say he was probably super high, but I think I saw him on Bill Maher not that long ago.
And yeah, cutting back.
I think he might have quit smoking weed.
Which kind of bums me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
You could set your watch to him smoking weed. That was what we knew about him.
He lives on Maui, and it's like him...
Hangs out with Willie.
Yeah, him and Willie Nelson and Owen Wilson, they all like live right by each other, and they all get together.
They play cards and smoke weed.
Yeah, they gamble, they play cards, and they just get high as fuck. And it's like, man, I want that to be my life.
Woody Harrelson, by the way, I remember his dad.
He's a murderer. He's a contract killer.
Yeah, he was like a shady gambler and murderer. He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway,
he went to prison.
Love Woody. Fuck the chess crowd. We had elections last week. Gritty was a popular write-in vote.
I love that. Gritty. I assume everybody's foot. Well, if you're not, you will be, because I'm going to use it as the picture for this episode.
This is amazing because no corporation makes a decision without lots of, you know,
they had to
focus
choose
groups and all kinds of stuff. And they came up with Gritty. I love Gritty.
If you're not familiar, just type two words into your Bing search: Flyers Gritty, Gritty, and it'll come up. Gritty is the debuted this year, I believe, mascot of the
They spent a lot of money coming up with that idea.
But they knew he would be viral because he's terrifying, right? Like there's it's a bit of a work.
I'm just saying that was a finished product. That was
It's great.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I love Gritty.
And if you wrote in, if you're voting for fucking alderman or you know what I say. If you've seen the sign, there's a good chance you're going to vote for the person. I get down to fucking water district and I'm like, who the fuck are these people? You know? And it's like, I don't want to just start coloring names, but I also don't want to leave it blank. So I'll actually Google the people and kind of see if I can figure out what they stand for before I vote for them. But if you're writing in Gritty, if it like judge, like most of these judges are running uncontested. So they're just going to get reelected no matter what. Why not fucking write in Gritty? You never know.
I went with my son voting. Yeah. I don't know, 5 Teach years him ago, about four, it. 4 years ago, he was in the booth with me and somebody was running unopposed. I wrote him in, made him feel proud. He got a vote.
That's cute. Really cute.
Fucking dad of the year right there.
Yeah. Teaching him about the electoral process. Good for you. What
else? All right. College football. Mike Gundy. Always kind of a dick. That's and great. Grew a mullet.
He's got a mullet.
And people are like, oh, he's real colorful. Well, he's kind of pissy about losing some transfers. He's blaming them on liberalism and the snowflake.
Yeah.
And he talks about, like, nobody wants to tough it out. They want to transfer. And I love these coaches that are just all bummed out because they don't have all the power now.
I totally agree. Because now guys can leave and go to the other school. Meanwhile,
they used to like say you can play here, but not here.
Yeah, the coach used to be able to say so you could never transfer like in the same conference,
because the
coach could just be like no,
kinds of bullshit.
But now there's a little bit these fucking unpaid employees that they have
smashing in this heads.
Yeah, in this billion-dollar business that are Ed, they're getting a free education.
Right.
Unless they get hurt in their sophomore year, they suck and they get their scholarship pulled.
I remember a dude had a football and track scholarship. It was somebody that we played against, and he was a track guy, football, and going to school. And the coach said, you can choose two of the three. You can do track and football, but there'll be no school.
Right.
Or you could do school and football, but no track, like that kind of thing. But they don't give a fuck about you.
North Carolina, the Tar Heels, they have a major for football players with no actual classes attached to it. Public policy. You major in public policy, you never have to go to school. It's great.
So in recent years, they've gotten a little bit of power, and Gundy is all upset. I mean, I don't give a fuck about him talking about liberalism, but it's mainly he's just bitching because he had this somewhat decent receiver realize you can play. They made a new rule that you can play up to 4 games and still have your eligibility for that year. Because like guys were getting hurt and it's like, well, what are we losing a whole year because you blew out your knee in the second game?
That kid at Clemson bounced.
Right, and well, so one of his receivers did that, and he was so pissed off, and he started banning reporters from asking questions or walking out. Like, fuck you, Gundy.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want Boone Pickens to get pissed off at him.
Yeah, and that whole "I'm a man, I'm 40" rant he did like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember reading the backstory of it, and that player said, once he did that, then everybody started poking around. It made this kid's life worse. Like, it was grandstanding to make it seem like he was standing up for his player.
No, he likes being up there. He likes doing the press conferences. He's got the mullet. He's probably got a coach's show. He's probably a big man on campus around Stillwater. Like, people like that guy.
Oh, I saw a great still shot. The Bobby Petrino show. The news broke that he was fired underneath him talking about coaching.
Bobby. He's one of my all-time favorites, Bobby Petrino.
Oh, that press conference after he fell off the motorcycle with his affair.
Yes.
That was the best.
It was great.
She
worked for the program. I think I said when it happened that he was the highest paid player in, or he was the highest paid employee of the state of Arkansas at the time.
Yeah.
And that he hired her for a job so he could fuck her while they were at work and stuff. He hired her for a job that paid 70 grand, and that immediately made her the second highest paid person in the state. Okay, go on.
Dutch soccer fans hire stripper to run on field and distract opponents.
Love it. Morgana, the kissing bandit.
Yeah.
Do it.
They're just cranking it up to 11 now.
I love it. Who would be bummed about that?
Like, you know, like puritanical people. Oh my God.
Yeah, this
we can't have sex with our sports.
No, it's the Dutch. They have the red light district.
Yeah.
Like they know what's up down there.
Dutch know what's up. They also know edging. Remember?
Oh yeah, you witnessed that guy. We learned about edging.
Yeah, that's right. I was confused at the time. I had a genuine question what this guy was doing, and somebody knew all about it. I recall it
was listener Lance Engineer Hunter reached out, and he's like, "Oh no, what that guy was doing is called edging, and that's where you jerk it until."
And I think he said, "Like, I heard of a friend who did this. Right. He knew all about it.
Yeah, he knew."
I got to pull up this link. Ex-Ohio State coach Zach Smith, the guy that Urban Meyer was tripping over himself, like protecting him. But he tried to ruin Tom Herman's marriage on Twitter this week. I got to pull up the tweet because he fucking went off.
Why would someone do that?
He's the worst.
Like that's guy code.
Actually, I'm wrong. Urban Meyer is the worst, but this guy's pretty bad.
Urban Meyer's.
So, Irving. So, I guess Zach Smith was trying to get, like, I think he was trying to get Tom Herman to back him up, and Tom Herman just wasn't.
Is Zach Smith the one that smacked around his wife and told Irving all about it? And Irving was like, he didn't tell me about that. I didn't know a thing about it.
And then they came to, like, everything was settled in the courts involving him having a restraining order, and then he tweeted out, "See, exonerated."
Yeah, not true.
Well, not exactly.
That's not what that means.
He says, "Ah,
yeah. Oh yeah,
man, you're losing Twitter.
You're losing
me. Hey, Tom Herman, you still running from the truth? Cool with me getting my life ruined on some bullshit, but I don't want me to expose you. Oh, hey, Brett McMurphy, report this: I witnessed Tom Herman cheat on his wife, and then he puts her Twitter name in there several times, once at an Asian massage parlor, and just texted him that I'm done protecting him. Who's going to be, quote, honest now?
What a piece of shit. And also,
LMAO.
Asian massage parlors don't count as cheating. That's just maintenance. That's
getting poisoned out.
Yeah, that's not cheating on your wife. Your wife should want you to go to Asian massage parlors if you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, and
it's not cheating.
And then it floated around the response that Tom Herman, because he was texting, and it got posted what Tom Herman said to him. I don't know. Now we're getting deep into it. But he wrote 9 long texts, and then Tom Herman just said, "Hook him." Cool. Thanks. Yeah. Hook him. Hook him.
That's
guess
right.
What? I'm the head coach of Texas, and you can go fuck.
Yeah, I got a game to get ready for. I'm in Austin. I have one of the three best jobs in college football.
Right.
Suck my dick. I'll be at the Asian massage parlor. Fuck you.
What else? The last sports one. Las Vegas sportscaster arrested for masturbating in bar says he was scratching a rash.
Might have been.
Now, first of all, that's fucking disgusting.
Also, Las Vegas sport. Oh, like he's like on the local news there?
Yeah, he's the local news guy talking about sports. No. And he's jerking it in a fucking bar. And he's like, no, I have a rash down there. I'm just ripping away. Yeah, what are you doing? That's disgusting.
Like if I had a rash and I was scratching it and somebody's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Scratching a rash?" I'd be like, "No, I'm jerking off, obviously. I'm not scratching a rash over here."
I got no rash. I'm good. Jerking
Randy
off.
How? Come on, Randy.
How on brand? The Las Vegas guy named Randy.
Yeah, also he's really dying the hair. I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah, he's playing on the back nine. He's doing his best here.
Yeah, gross lewdness. Was this just like a Vegas is so seedy. Like
He hadn't been served any alcohol, so that's a sober, just an energy drink.
Well, he could have come from another bar.
He was maybe Molly or something.
A worker told responding officers they noticed the patron display strange behavior, which included walking to the bathroom with his penis outside his pants. I have a
guy named Randy with dyed hair had strange behavior.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have a fear of that I always, like, I come out of the movie theater bathroom and I always, like, quintuple check my zipper because I feel like, oh my God, my dong is hanging out of my pants right now. Is that normal?
It's
never been.
Sometimes I'm anal about it, and then every once in a great while I forget and it's unzipped. You know, every couple of years, and you have that, and you're thinking, how many fucking people thought I was just a creep?
But yeah, right. That's what because someone always notices that I reach down there and just dab, like just touch the zipper to make sure. It's like an OCD thing. Embarrassing.
Non-sports. Florida moms use broken coffee mug as weapon in bus stop brawl.
So good. Only in Florida.
Crafty. They're crafty.
Well, it's the... You got to use, and you learn this at a young age in Florida.
Because
you
got to use what's
at your disposal.
Yeah. It's Thunderdome.
Had they been in their domicile, read single wide, they would have had, you know, samurai swords at their disposal. They would have had Civil War weaponry, and they would have had reptiles that they could use, exotic reptiles. Or maybe a leftover non-functioning jet ski carburetor they could swing at each other. But they were down at the bus stop, so all they had was their coffee mugs, and they went to town on each other with their coffee mugs. Who knows what they could have been arguing about it. I feel like there might have been some methamphetamine involved.
I would like to know.
Not certain.
I think it's irresponsible to report this story and not tell us exactly what they were arguing about.
I would like to know that as well. It probably was over, like, hey, you were supposed to give me one of those baby python when your python eggs hatched. You were supposed to give me one of your baby pythons, but instead you gave it to Florinda in Space 9 of the park, and now I don't, you know, what am I supposed to give little Cletus for Christmas? He's expecting a python, and you gave it away.
Now, it's funny you use the word python because the next story is kind of relevant. Yeah. Woman sues ex-boyfriend because his giant penis stretched out her vagina.
Well, she's got a case. You know, it's some guys, we've said this many times on the show. You want to be kind of in the middle. You don't want him to not notice your entrance. But at the same time, you don't want them to have to quiver with fear that you're taking that thing out.
Agreed. You don't want the actual fear.
Yeah, but it looks pretty good.
But don't you think this is the ultimate rumor? If you does a Google search, there are going to be plenty of women who maybe ultimately, if it is so big that it's going to be painful, they back away. But if it's not, now you've got the ultimate rumor. You have documented.
That's a really good point. Evidence. Yeah. Also, this happened in Zimbabwe. And I know that we on this show, we determined that Colombia surprisingly had the largest average size in a survey. But I would guess that Zimbabwe.
But wasn't in the World Cup.
Oh, that's right. It was a World Cup, dicks. Zimbabwe, I would imagine, they're for the most part, they're pretty put together down there.
Yeah.
What else? Let's do two more because I don't know if you can hear in the background, but our very own pop culture correspondent has entered the studio.
Well, we've got four more, but Kate should just jump in.
She can jump. Do one and she can jump in whenever.
Florida gas station owner posts sign on microwave not to use it to warm urine.
And it's not surprising. Because you went down to Space 7 where Carl's grandma lives and she sells her urine for $8 a
Is this you Ziploc. Warm it so it can pass a drug test kind
yeah.
of thing?
And yeah, and the, your PO's coming over, and you can't have cold piss. And of course, you don't have a microwave.
Your piss is 140 degrees. That seems a bit
well. No, you got to get it. You got to get it somewhere in the middle. Like you bought Bernice's piss. Step one. B. You got to get it warm enough so the PO doesn't think anything's up when you pour cold piss in the cup.
Right.
There's a whole system to this. This is not a surprise.
Doug, you're officially on fire right now. Your piss is way too hot.
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you running a fever?
McDonald's customers suing for $5 million over unwanted cheese on their quarter pounders.
Wow.
Can you imagine being desperate enough to let people know you're eating McDonald's regularly?
So you're saying that they ordered – because the quarter pounder, you have to specify with
but
cheese.
But they're saying they're giving me cheese and charging me the cheese.
Oh, like you get there and you're like, I want a quarter pounder, no cheese. And they're like, sorry.
You got to pay full price.
Yeah, we only got the cheese ones right now. And we're not doing any special ones
you. It is an inconvenience. So $5 million seems – kind of it's maybe fair. A little high, but
no, it's a fair payment.
Pretty fair.
What about these monsters that take? And if you're lactose intolerant, fine. But what's like? There's no such thing. There's only a cheeseburger. There's no such thing as I'll have a burger.
I remember
it's only a cheeseburger
in college. Like a friend's dad was working the grill. He said, "You want a burger?" And I said, "Yes." Got just a burger. It was the weirdest moment of my life.
Yeah, it's supposed to have cheese. So I don't like when you go, you go to a burger place.
Yeah.
And there's one I'm thinking of that's fucking fantastic down near where I live. And you go in and it's like, here's a burger. And it's like just a burger. It's a burger with, lettuce and tomato and onion. That's all that comes on it. And the bun.
Right.
This place does it on a brioche. And it's a fantastic burger. These guys do. And they're like, hey, but you can add all these things to it. But if you want to add the things, it's like $2 per thing.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
And one of those things is cheese.
Yeah, that's no good.
Cheese should come on it.
I went to a place that got a burger in the last week, I think. And they charge, they charge like $1.50 for hot peppers. I was in the mood for a little hot pepper in there.
Sure.
$1.50.
Yeah.
You can go to the store and get plenty of hot peppers for like 70 cents.
Because also it was probably also $1.50 for bacon. And you're like, okay, yeah, $1.50 for bacon, I get. But the peppers, that's like pickles. You just throw those on there. That's
just
a gimme.
They're just cheap.
Yeah, that's just a gimme.
Man with no pants falls through Waffle House ceiling.
Again, this isn't news. This happens every day. This is like workplace shootings. Pantsless men in Waffle House ceilings.
I'd be surprised if I went to a Waffle House and somebody half naked didn't fall through the ceiling.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I get my money back? And also, why are all the letters illuminated? Like, I came here, I expected at least two letters out. And that's all the WAFFLE and the house all lit up. Bullshit.
I was expecting an awful house.
There was a Waffle. I've been to a Waffle House. There's one
I went to one in Atlanta.
Yeah, mine wasn't in the South. There's one in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, really?
And they used to have like an all-you-can-eat breakfast. And it was like a certain day you could go there and get the all-you-can-eat breakfast. And it was like $4.99 or something. And we would sit there. We would sit there. Well, we were young. I was like 19. We would sit there, a group of us. And somebody would be like, hey, can you bring me – we'd have just plates of food. And one guy would be like, hey, can you bring me two sides of bacon? And then somebody else would be like, yeah, I'll take a side of bacon. And me too. And before you know it, she'd come walking back with like eight sides of bacon and like four hash browns and just loading the plates on the table. We were monsters. Wasn't bad though. Continue. Yeah.
Let's go back to the Sunshine State.
Florida
principal allegedly stole $900 from a 9-year-old student with mental disabilities.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What are you sending your kid to school with $900 for? Or was it like a grifting thing where he's like, hey, I'm going to need you to bring me $50.
Yeah, the green pieces of paper in your mom's wallet.
Right, yeah. And then every day you kept making him do it. Hey, bring me that another $50
yeah.
today.
It
was
you know
like
what?
A slow grift.
I mean, this guy is a horrible piece of shit and deserves to just get the shit kicked out of him every day. Yeah. However, the 9-year-old student brought $2,100 to his classroom from home.
Yeah, that's a lot. This happened recently, and joining us now, our very own Fancy Sauce. She can jump in for these last couple stories.
This is bad. The kid put it on the desk of the principal for safekeeping.
Oh, the 900. Kate, welcome, Kate McManus. Everybody knows Kate McManus, Fancy Sauce.
Hey, Kate.
Before your segment, you can jump in on these last couple stories.
Oh, okay.
Some Florida principal grifted a 9-year-old with mental disabilities for $900. The kid gave it to the principal for safekeeping. What's a kid doing at school with $900?
I don't know. There was a kid at our daughter's school.
That's right.
Flashing around $600 cash, apparently.
I was going to say.
Apparently kids have cash.
Some kid
they bring.
What was her reason? Why did she have that kind of cash?
It was a boy, and I think he bought it just to show off his Benji.
He gets dropped off in a G-Wagon, and he flashes his stacks at school. Who's raising these fucking children?
No one.
Unbelievable. Okay, what else, Ed? One more.
Last story. And it's actually good because I think Kate would love to talk about this story. Man with saxophone-shaped penis after snapping it in two places while having sex in Taiwan motel.
Did it start out saxophone-shaped?
It was a normal penis, and after a bad fall,
so got a big
he's now
in
the
it.
Careless whisper.
Well, that could be...
Because he broke it, right?
Because that could be good, because that could, the G-spot is, like, up inside.
Yeah, how are you getting it in if it's shaped like a
Do you really know where the G-spot is?
Yeah, I know where it is. It's just inside a little bit, and it's up.
I don't think you know where it is.
If you had a sax-shaped dick...
Wait, you got to click on this link. Look at the link for Dr. Chia Chang pointing on the penis how it was misshapen.
Okay, I'm gonna.
I don't want any weird penis shape.
He shows you a regular design, but I like how he's trying to take a serious
a regular
picture.
Design.
All right. Okay. Hold on. See here. Oh, he's done it with balloons. Well, that's no one's dick is that shape.
I think it's got
joints in it.
If you have a saxophone shaped penis, you should be required to have sex. Only to Careless Whisper or Baker Street. Those are the only songs that could be on as you're having sex.
I might use the picture of him pointing.
That's what I'm saying. Where Dr. Chia Chang's is pointing.
I might change that to my Twitter profile pic.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
What is happening
picture.
There?
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
Somebody's broken his dick and now it's shaped like this. It's got like steps.
Well, that's novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah, this should be the picture for our podcast.
You never know. I would like to see an actual picture of it, though. Because that balloon one is very long.
And thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not ideal. Mm. What's the ideal shape
you're not
of a dong?
Baiting me into what this. But that balloon thing is not obviously even close to the length or size of the actual one.
You don't think so?
No. I need to see what's actually happening.
Yeah. Taiwanese dudes might
I like that he's modeled it with like balloon art.
Yeah.
When he shows up with a saxophone dong, I would like sit him down and break the news. I'm never going to dance again. Yeah. Guilty feet.
I feel like
no risk.
Some balloon artist is going to be making balloon art at some kid's birthday party and they're going
to
hand
a
kid a balloon and he's going to be like, I don't want that guy's penis.
Maybe the maybe the Taiwanese guy can start calling himself the big man.
Maybe.
What's the actual right shape of a penis? Is it just like straight on? Is that the right shape?
None of them are straight. They're curved up a little.
I went to a high school.
Can't believe you're making me talk about
that. I agree that the curved up thing is some type of bullying.
You got the curved up thing in?
No, I think like a very slight. But I did see when, you know, one of these books that talks about what's normal, and some are like pointed down. Have you ever?
Oh, you don't. Yeah. You know, you don't want to be pointed down. No, curved up is good because that hits
because
it.
You could do the Texas belt buckle if you get the inopportune boner.
That too. I went to high school with a guy. This is the reason I ask. I went to high school with a guy who's was like taking a left where you're like, hey, which way to 7-Eleven? And he could just whip out his dick and it'd be like, oh, that way. Cause it was like whoosh, curved.
That's painful, right?
Would that be the right shape, Kate, or wrong?
I don't know. This is, feels like some kind of sexual
harassment. So his penis is like somebody's arm when they're doing the hand signals on the bike?
Yes. Like, yeah. I'm going left right now. Yeah.
Which way's HR? Left, right?
Okay, guys. Excellent stories, Ed. Guys, joining us now is our very own. Oh, wait, hold on. Is our very own pop culture correspondent. She joins us every week. She comes on. She gives us everything we need to know in the world of pop culture, celebrity news, all of the above. Of course, I'm talking about pop culture correspondent Kate McManus, Fancy Sauce. How are you, Fancy?
I'm doing all right.
So good.
Today was quite a day, okay, but big I'm day. Here.
Okay, let's not recount our work day for the audience.
People might want to know about
I doubt that.
My day.
Like to know one thing. I know you're pretty far south in the state. Where are these wildfires?
They're about 60 miles north of us.
Yeah.
In the closest area is Malibu, but they go all the way up to
inland. Yeah.
Yeah. Malibu's burned to the ground. Yeah. A lot of it.
Yeah.
Ed.
Malibu's
a lot of the popular
because they bring up towns, and I feel like I should know where they are, but I don't. I don't really. Yeah.
Because all the, you know, everyone knows Malibu.
Malibu, and so think of Malibu, and then like inland of Malibu. So Malibu's on PCH,
right? Around there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, there's some good hikes there. So Malibu, from Malibu all the way over to the 5 freeway, pretty much.
So like, yeah, an area called Simi Valley.
Yeah, is burned.
Burning down.
Yeah.
I saw the guy who played Rush Sanders, Steve Sanders' dad, on a hike there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was like, Rush Sanders. And that was with greatness. A bunch of people who are like, who the fuck's that? And I explained that so I watched good. Every episode of
Of course. A couple buddies of mine saw Mr. Belding in the Forum Club one time after a Laker game, and he was getting fucked up. And they were like, wait, this was like while Saved by the Bell was on. And these dudes were like in their 30s. Like they should not have known who Mr. Belding was. And they're like, hey, Mr. Belding. What's up? Okay. Email Ed. Oh, wait. Ed's Johnny Depp impersonation used to be his best.
Oh, did I do a bad impression?
That was until he unexpectedly brought out the Stephen Avery impression last week. You do an impression of 1990s Atlanta Braves left-hander Steve Avery? We need to find ways to get that into every show.
The problem is I don't know anything but that line.
Yeah?
That car wasn't even parked there.
You know who would do a good one is Kyle Inscani, the farmer. I wonder if he's from the Manitowoc area. And is
Kyle's
if he
not
does,
mixing up. I mean, Kyle is a businessman. He's a farmer.
Yeah, he's a farmer. He's not I don't see.
I mean, that they were essentially the Wisconsin Samford and Son, Stephen Avery.
Yeah, I don't see him doing any skidooing. With Stephen Avery?
Weren't there like just straight up like broken cars all over his yard?
It was a family junkyard, scrapyard.
I'm going to be checking out season 2 of Making a Murder.
No.
You know, I had a friend Emailer say it Joe. Was really good, and I've had 2 friends say it was really good. I feel like I got to try season 2.
I'm going to watch it.
Spoiler alert, he did it.
He did it. Yeah. No, I didn't do it. That's not true. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Did you notice my bad haircut? I didn't do it.
The email goes on. But if he's got details about the show. But if superstar lawyer Kathleen Zellner gets him out of jail, she won't. Who will he be falsely accused of murdering when he goes back to jail for the third time? Well, that's something to kind of root for, actually.
I like in season 1, maybe episode 1, they brush past the situation where he ran a woman off the road and then stood over her as she was injured. And they're like, yeah, but after that, then the cops clearly framed him. It seems like he's a pretty terrible dude.
Right.
But he said he didn't do it, so I guess, let's just take a very one-sided approach here.
the best thing that ever happened to this guy was being wrongly imprisoned for rape the first time. Because now everyone's like, oh, no, he probably didn't do it. No, hey, he Brendan. Fucking did do it.
Hey, yes. Brendan, you want to rape this woman I tied to my bed? And then we can say I didn't do it.
Yeah.
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 I don't want to do it.
It gets all high-pitched and it makes me...
Who will be the new rock star? Oh, when he goes to... When he's falsely accused of murder for the third time, who will be the new rock star lawyer to try to get him out? Seasons 4 and 5 of Making a Murderer should be good. That's
what the dude. It'll be the goatee dude from the staircase. That guy will come up.
Yeah, or that dude Kunstler with the ponytail.
Oh, who's yeah. That?
Well, I think he's dead. William Kunstler. He was like a civil rights lawyer in the 80s. He had a long ponytail.
No, I mean, I think he went back to like the Bobby Seale. He was like a 60s guy.
Yeah, he was. But he was around in the 80s. I remember seeing him on Donahue. And to quote the great tweeter, Martin Parker, who I just haven't heard from in a long time, from a favorite tweet of mine. If your lawyer has a ponytail, you're fucked. amigos, our favorite holiday is upon us. If it isn't your favorite holiday in America, you're a monster. Agreed. My question is, which tradition dish can we do without during Thanksgiving? Oh, there's so many.
So many.
Personally, I think yams. And yes. That dish that has marshmallows are straight trash. Totally agree.
It's so gross.
Completely agree. And, yeah. And
like now
my most like my usual circle for that holiday that doesn't come up. But no. A few years ago, I forget where I was, but somebody whipped that out and be like, oh, it's my famous one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm still not touching fucking marshmallows on top of yams.
If it's so famous and so good, why do you only bust it out on this one day of the year?
Like, that's a good point.
You can modernize your palate for Thanksgiving. You don't have to make the same shit that your grandma made that was disgusting.
Right.
You
we can don't make have good to shit. Eat the stuff that they served up in the 50s. Yeah. Some fucking trash like thing with Jello in it. Also that gross bean casserole.
100%
like,
with you.
It's disgusting with soup. Those fucking it's soup and
with soup
like
and those
some
onions
kind of
on
onions.
Top.
Like out, no vomit.
Out for on me, green bean
for
casserole.
For me with vegetables, I actually like vegetables pretty much straight up the way they are. Same. Not with a lot of bullshit.
That's how they should be.
Roasted.
That's
you could
how
do
they should be.
Yeah, you could do
but
roasted
like if
vegetables
I'm having green
as a side.
Beans, just yeah. You know, a little something on them, but like not like in this weird yeah. Soup.
No, agree.
Can't hear it.
Totally
it's
agree.
Hearing.
Hey, we're having problems with the board, okay? Stay with me.
Help us, Mark.
John finishes, would appreciate your insight. The Mexican of record in TBLS, John in Huntington Beach, Cal State Fullerton grad. P.S., and this is important, Esposa is healing well. The glue is off. There's glue? Oh, where they do the incisions? The glue is off, and she is now a 34 triple D, a perfect size for Manuel to appreciate.
Wow.
We're having fun. And glad I got snipped many years ago. Good for you, John. Again.
Good for you, John. It
keep me updated
like
on what's going on.
Somebody was
with
upsold.
Those. Well, that's what happens. They go. The doctor will talk you into some extra CCs.
Well,
but they try to get him to match the backside. They John, want you to be. They want
now,
you to be symmetrical.
I don't know what the frame is, but
no, I've seen John's wife. She's an attractive woman.
I'm going to say, John. You
know, very.
Seems like a lot. Seems
keep
like
an eye on
problems.
Her. Yeah. Probably walk in front of her because she could topple over at any time.
Yeah, it yeah, seems like that could be unwieldy. But,
top heavy.
But yeah. Good for you.
Hey, keep an eye on those. Let me know. Just keep me updated on
keep an eye on going. Them? What?
Yeah, just,
how could you not?
Yeah. Next email. Braylon Edwards. That's what this guy calls us. That's his that's what? His shorthand for Brian and Ed. Braylon Edwards.
A subpar Browns receiver.
The
oh,
waterbed.
Mark the Nomad probably beats off to him.
Right oh, now. No. No, he doesn't like the Browns. He likes the
no,
Lions. Oh, he went to Michigan.
Easy. He was like a number one guy, I think.
Right. The waterbed seg was very nostalgic for me. Mm-hmm. My parents were the quintessential 80s couple. Big hair, dark tans, lots of Dire Straits and cocaine. They had a waterbed, and I also had a waterbed from the ages of 4 to 9
until I got a
sweet fucking bunk bed set up.
His parents definitely fucked to Sultans of Swing.
Oh, for sure. Great tune. I used to wake up in between the queen size bag of water and the wooden frame constantly. Totally. My parents continued to have the waterbed well into my young teens. Plenty of awkward handy J's and third base grinding on that thing. Thanks for the memories. XOXO. That's from Coach Solo. Yeah, Coach Solo, you go to get off that bed and the wave goes away from you and you smack your shin on the side of that frame.
Worst.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah,
I feel like that wooden side was very difficult to
beds are, yes, hard enough to get out of, yes, as it is, yeah, but I feel like water beds like suck you, like you can't get out.
Yeah.
You go, like, just you, like, need someone to throw you a lifeline.
Right. You need like some type of ladder.
Pull me out.
I doubt they do.
Throw me a life saver.
Right.
King waterbed holds around 235 gallons of water.
Oh yeah. You had to sign that thing. I will not have a waterbed. Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What's
all happening? I need is Takashi 69, Juggalos, and the Beat. It's Korean Hook 5. Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read, because it's all I need.
Kate, what's happening? What is happening in fancy pop?
I'm going to start with a little Tekashi 6ix9ine news, seeing as he was.
Oh yeah, he's mentioned in the song. Yeah,
in my song.
Yeah.
So I always swore that I would not be that person that kind of like got a little older and out of touch with like what the kids were up to.
Too late.
And it's happened. I just, yeah, there's just too much. Like I can't keep up with everything.
I know.
And Tekashi 6ix9ine, the phenomenon, like I just missed it. Like it's here, it's happening.
No, we know about it because
I'm just
one
saying,
of our
like,
emailers.
I'm saying, yeah, like I have never listened to his music.
Of course not. Who would?
I didn't know that he was. I knew it was popular. I didn't know that he was Nicki Minaj and Kanye West doing songs. With
so him hold on. That's,
so when did this happen?
This has happened like in the last 8 months since we've known about him, since
he's,
we got a hold of him.
He's blown up hugely.
Yeah.
Because he is on Universal Music Group's label. So
yeah,
he's legit.
It's a big time label deal. Yep.
And I guess they spent upwards of $480,000 to fund his latest music video shoot featuring Nicki Minaj and Kanye West.
Shut up.
At some like Beverly Hills mansion, and apparently someone shot it up.
Oh yeah,
and it shut down the shoot, and they lost that whole day of filming. Well, so they lost like $500,000.
Well, it couldn't be his manager because his manager's in jail for doing another shooting at a restaurant like last week.
When they
weren't allowed in.
Like this kid also like shoot it on a soundstage, like in a. On a lot.
This
like,
must have been when he was out here doing those,
yeah,
shows a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we missed him. We should have gotten together. Tekashi 69.
I mean, part of me wants to like actually lie. I did listen to half a song.
Yeah, it's awful.
A music video. I don't get it.
I watched him get interviewed on a YouTube. And I watched maybe like 6 or 7 minutes of the interview.
I'm such a mom. I'm just, I don't get it.
Not convinced.
What the fuck is happening?
That Tekashi speaks English.
Right.
Yeah, he's as much as I love him, he's not good. He's not good.
No, he's got a great look, though.
When you talk about being out of touch, I had the ultimate, I don't know an Ariana Grande song, but I know her.
Mm-hmm.
But
there are people
who are majorly famous that I don't actually know what they're up to, but I know that they exist. I was in Atlanta last weekend, and by a big arena where the Hawks play, there were people lined up to get into this concert. And I asked somebody who's playing, and it was somebody I'd never heard of, not once. 21 Pilots? And they can fill...
They're a big band.
I've never heard of them. Like, it never came up in my life.
I know the name.
Someone at my work went to their concert.
It was Friday or Saturday. It was 80% young white. Women.
Yeah.
Young white women.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
20-year-old young white women.
Are they like an Imagine Dragons where they're really big, but I couldn't name one of their songs?
Yes.
But I've heard of, this was the first time that I saw full arena and had no, I'd never heard this name once in my life.
They're just two dudes though.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Chainsmokers.
But I've heard of them. This was the first. This is disheartening.
21 Pilots. It's not a great time.
It really is
not. For major label.
Yeah.
Music. Okay, Kate, what else is going on?
So we could segue into the fire, seeing as we were talking about it. Couple of celebrities that lost their homes. I mean, many did. Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
He was caught. He pulled over on the side of the road and made an Instagram video talking about how his house had burned down.
So dreamy.
Yeah.
He did it. He was all sexy about it.
Choked up a bit as he talked about how much other people, especially in Northern California, have lost. Like, it feels for you guys.
His movies are not good.
Yeah. No, that's true.
But he's a very good interview. He's a very affable, good-looking dude.
Yeah,
for sure.
I can't help but want to give him like a 38th shot.
Oh, yeah.
His movies, aside from like two, have been terrible.
Well, if they're making a Den of Thieves reboot, I think my kid was telling me he's got a submarine movie coming out.
Oh, really?
He does. Yes,
like
he does.
A serious drama?
Yeah. And I'll give it a shot, even though it'll probably be
submarine
awful.
Movies are
it'll be bad.
I've seen the White House movies. I give him a shot on Airplanes, and it's almost always bad, but he's just good looking and likable.
Did I ever tell you guys that he used to take the same stretch class as me at Equinox?
When he was dressing, was he loud?
And he would set up his mat next to me sometimes stretch.
Was he looking
in my face?
Was he looking to stretch?
Were his pants tight enough that you could kind of gauge what he was packing?
Did he ever say, hey?
But he would like have sweatpants on.
Do you want to stretch?
But like when he bent backwards, could you see anything going on?
Would you? Yeah. Is he?
I mean, I remember being aware, but it was one of those things where you had to not look at him, but mostly you were looking at him in the mirror in front that you were kind of far away from.
It is kind of exciting when he puts his mat next to you, though, right? Because he's pretty dreamy.
Ireland Baldwin, daughter of Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger. 64 years old, can still get it.
Yeah,
prove me wrong.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she looks good.
Ireland was trying to get up to her home in the Malibu Hills and was stopped by cops who refused to let her through because she didn't have a Malibu address on her ID and maybe thought she and whoever she was with were looking to loot some homes. So she went on a bit of a tirade on social media about that.
Wow.
Kim and Kanye West, approaching their home in
Calabasas,
Hidden Hills, and they hired a private team of firefighters to stave off the fire.
Yeah.
Their house would have set off a domino effect of burning the whole neighborhood.
Because their house is so big.
Theirs is on the edge.
Yeah.
So I think all the neighbors were grateful that they could afford that kind of protection.
So we're back to the gangs in New York days where only the rich people get adequate.
Yeah. Or outsource your
and they have an axe
firefighting
while your house burns down.
That's right.
Over who gets to put it out.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, what else?
Chris Pine as a full frontal nude.
Have
nudie
we seen it? Yeah.
And Outlaw King.
I actually went to a taping of the Colbert Show he was on last week. And
How was it?
I like doing that every once in a while just
because
it's so
fun.
Close. But he first of all, big dude. You know, you expect Hollywood people to not be. He was a little bigger than Colbert.
He's like 6 foot.
Yeah.
But dreamy. I mean, Gutierrez's son.
Yeah, his dad was Sergeant Gutierrez.
So everyone listening, when this movie comes out, it's at the 1 hour, 28 minute mark.
I'll pull it up right now. It's on Netflix.
I'm texting our Twitter friend. I'm so for serious right now because she's loves Chris Pine. I bet she's seen it.
I logged into Netflix and that was the first thing that showed up.
Yeah.
And more peen action. Helena Christensen, she was a supermodel in the 90s. Yeah,
she's from that Chris Isaac video.
Yeah.
No, oh, hey, I'm thinking of the other critic.
Wicked Game.
Yeah.
She's also featured in that George Michael video, Freedom, with the other supermods.
Oh, yeah.
So
such a good video.
She was at
Song's a jam.
She was at this Hero. Luxury Puerto Rico.
128 mark?
Yeah. A minute, an hour, 28,
oh, yeah,
I think.
He's in the creek.
Mm-hmm. In the creek, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Ed's I'll be texting you a picture as soon as I get this.
Helena Christensen accidentally walked into the wrong room at the Dorado Beach Ritz-Carlton Reserve in Puerto Rico, which has just reopened after the hurricane there, only to find Benjamin Bratt in the buff walking out of the shower.
What? I've seen this porno. Harvey Weinstein's probably like, what the fuck? I tried fucking 20 years to get chicks to do this.
So that was funny.
I'm not seeing any dick here, by the way.
What else? R.I.P. Stanley, dead at 95. I didn't know he was still alive.
Stanley.
And I think an Australian newspaper put Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Stanley, I mean, legend. Here's the thing. I just wasn't into comic books. Wasn't my thing growing up.
A lot of comic book nerds are mourning.
He did.
He's an icon in the Marvel
universe. He did have a very important cameo in Mallrats, mm-hmm. where Brody asked him about the Incredible Hulk song.
He gives like relationship advice, right?
Yeah. He gives him, he tells him to stop playing so many video games and pay attention to his chick. Shannon Doherty.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It holds up. It's still funny.
So here's another one. John C. Reilly. Funny dude.
Fucking legend.
He, during a recent visit to Good Morning America, where DJ Marshmello was also making an appearance.
I thought Deadmau5.
Right.
I thought he had like a different hat.
Yeah.
And that was him. But it turns out there's another DJ.
Yeah.
That puts a hat mask on.
And Marshmello has a rule that when he has that hat mask on that he doesn't talk. And so there was all these rumors mm-hmm. that John went ballistic backstage at Good Morning America after DJ Marshmello refused to remove his mask when greeting Reilly. But a lot of people said, no, he was kidding. It was fine. They took a picture together. He kind of he got it. He understood that the dude doesn't talk with his silly hat.
I could imagine that John C. Reilly was kind of working him, kind of twisting his dick a little bit.
For sure. I mean, I just want to point out that Marshmello is 26 and he made over $44 million the last couple of years.
Stop it.
He's due to make $50 million
Stop it.
In the upcoming year, according to Forbes.
Stop it.
I know.
I've just received a text from Ed Daly. It's pretty exciting.
No dong.
Oh, no dong.
See. You see, I mean, unless that's dipping below.
You might have to go frame by frame. They've made such a big deal out of this.
That's just the shirt. That's not a dick because it's got a square edge.
There's no dick in that picture. I mean, this is going to be like a Kevin Bacon thing where he chubbed it up.
I've never been like, chubbed up to look like Kevin Bacon. That was a big dick.
I mean, it was a nice dick. It was a nice size. He clearly chubbed it up in Wild Things. Yeah. Now this Ben Affleck. When he went full frontal, I mean, you got a little bit of shaft. He had a shiny shaft. It looked like he had a good dick. But you didn't really see.
I love
full
that
frontal.
You remember it in more detail, vivid detail.
Oh, I remember. Side shower.
Yeah, like, he was like turning out of the shower.
Probably 90% of the way through the movie.
Yeah.
Fassbender packing that movie.
Oh yeah, he's got a good day.
Yeah, that was a good shot in that movie.
Yeah. Easy.
I'm gonna finish it up with some big news. Apparently
Michael Fassbender's dick.
Apparently Ice-T has never had a bagel in his life and has also never had coffee in his life.
What?
No.
He's in his 60s.
I will say, yeah, I've never had
he
a
was asked in an interview what his favorite bagel was, and he said, LOL, I've never eaten a bagel in my life.
Hold on, Ed, you've tasted coffee.
I've had a sip on, I think, two different occasions.
Yeah.
And I passed. But I've never had like a full cup.
You've never had a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Well, I've had sips, so I know what sips. It tastes like.
I can't actually get through a day without coffee. Yeah.
But
like, I would rather just awesome. Like just end it all.
He's also this Ice Tea, he's on one of these HVUs or SMGs
SUV.
Or something.
He shoots in New York.
Law and Order SVU rather. Yeah. Law and Order SVU.
That shoots in New York. That means that craft service puts out bagels every single day goes to work.
He actively doesn't have a bagel or coffee every day.
Ed, what's your standard bagel order? How do you take your bagel?
I mean, for me, if you're doing the sandwich, you get it.
Yeah, either.
You get a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese if you're going like full bagel sandwich or pork roll, egg, and cheese, however you want to call
it. It's an East Coast thing that we don't have that out here. Yeah.
Or I just like butter. I actually don't like cream cheese or lox. I'm not into it.
Yeah. I do first of all, I get the everything bagel.
Yes. I'm an everything. I sometimes will go egg or sesame, but mostly everything.
Yeah. Everything bagel, cream cheese. I'll get some tomatoes on there. I'll get some avocado and maybe do that open face, or I'll just do the cream cheese. And I'll get an egg on that too.
You know what? You know what'll make me change my decision on the bagel itself? If you see them bringing the tray out.
Fresh.
If you get the one that's like 10 seconds fresh.
Just get that one.
Get it. It does.
Even if it's poppy seed,
it's going to be better than whatever you're ordering.
Jalapeno. I like a jalapeno bagel. Kate McManus, what are you? You're a lox person, as am I. Lox, capers.
Yeah, tomato.
Do the thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Delicious. Fantastic. I do like an egg and cheese.
Also,
bagel too.
When you're hungover, for sure.
Breakfast
with a little Tabasco sauce
on
there.
Hangover sandwich, that is. Mm. That is.
And like, you know, a piping hot cup of coffee.
Effect?
That's Tabasco.
He knows I hate that sound.
But he's used that sound effect for sex, I think.
I know, it's gross.
I only have certain sound effects. I'm not Michael Winslow over here.
Gross.
Yeah. Is that it, Kate? Are we done?
That's it.
All right. Excellent job.
I just want to say our thoughts and prayers and our hearts go out to all the victims of the fires in California.
Absolutely.
Super sad.
It's a heavy thing.
And
it's,
the shooting.
Yeah, we watch
the murders.
We watch it on the news every day, and we know people that were personally affected.
Yeah.
And holy shit, the videos of seeing what people are seeing when they're driving down the highway, it's like that movie,
apocalyptic.
This Is the End.
Yeah.
Yeah. It truly is. The campfire is now the worst fire in California history. It's taken 42 people.
Because it doesn't rain anymore.
No.
It never rains.
Yeah.
The shit is dry.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
sure
almost
that's
like.
Well, actually, we're in a we're in this kind of like, we have a short precipitation cycle.
Yeah.
Then it dries up for six months. So there is new vegetation
it's
that gets dry really
it's
quickly.
It's almost like the climate
it just makes fuel.
Is changing.
It's weird. It is almost like that.
Yeah.
But, one would think.
This is very simplistic thinking, but is there, I have to think there's the ability to desalinization of ocean water.
There is.
You would think.
Yeah, the Saudis do it.
Yeah. I mean, we might need to get on that train.
We're going to.
Seems like we kind of need to get on that like now.
Yeah.
I think they do that in Australia. Quickly. It's expensive, but it's getting cheaper. Cato, I believe they, in your home country, they desalinate
yeah,
in
they
places.
Do. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent job all the way around. The ocean's fucking full. But it turns out the ocean's a lot hotter than they originally thought.
Water too.
Right. It's full of plastic.
Yeah, and it's full of plastic. Good times, kids. Okay. Excellent job all the way around. Kate McManus, great job. Ed Daly, fantastic work as always.
Nice work.
Me, good job, me. Listener participation, fantastic work
good
all
job,
the way
Kyle
around.
And
yeah, awesome. Everybody that reaches out, you crack us up. Look for our Patreon picks. I'm going to do better this week. And if you want to be a guest prognosticator, reach out. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com and send in your picks, and I'll put them on the show. Patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. For Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. We will see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.